Next question has to do with a proposed development near Nixon, Duvarin, Green, that area. Essentially, what are your thoughts on that? Sort of describe the question as a high-density development. What do you expect the traffic impacts to be? Just what's your position on that if it was brought before you as a member of City Council?
Right. So I attended the Thursday meeting where Toll Brothers met with the community, and it was very obvious that you, the community, do not want that density, and that density is really does not fit in with this community at all. And the not only the living density and the density on the property, but then the traffic will be horrific. So people have asked me, I stayed and I talked to people afterward, and I said that now is the time to act, to organize yourselves, and to go before Planning Commission and to go before Council and tell them this is not what you want. This is the time to get the zoning that you want, because the property hasn't been zoned. It is not part of Ann Arbor yet. No work has been done. No site plan has been approved. This is the time to act. So I am very against that development the way it is now. The land will be developed, but it can be developed in a way that is harmonious with the rest of the community.
Thank you. Thanks. Since I'm on the Planning Commission, I can't really give my opinion about how I would vote on this item, but I can share some observations. The zoning recommendations for this area came about from a five-year process with the community. I'm sure some of you were in here for that, the Northeast Area Plan that was folded into the master plan. And the zoning that was recommended for it was R3 or R4, which is basically up to 10 dwelling units per acre. I think what they're coming in with on average is 4.5. That doesn't mean that there won't be impacts. And as Ms. Kaplan said, there's certainly people respect private development rights and people will develop their land. So what I agree with is that the neighborhood should organize and discuss this proposal. I think from my experience on Planning Commission, the greatest impact that neighborhoods have had on development that's coming forward is conversations with the developers before it even gets to a meeting, before they've spent tens of thousands of dollars on drawings and engineering. They mailed everybody cards with their number on it. I suggest you go look to your community leaders and in the neighborhood and get in touch with them and have a conversation. They, I'm sure, want to have a productive dialogue. So I think it's, now is the time before it even gets officially proposed, because it's now in just a conceptual phase. Am I through?
Yeah.
Okay. We can do more later.
If I may say, when we're looking out here, if I can speak for Kirk, we don't really see you unless you kind of wave.
I'll sort of step back.
Okay, sorry about that.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay.